Sunday.
Yeah, it's important because, you know, every game is important, but we have an opportunity, you know, go 2-1 in our division, and that would be big. So we know why we need to win this game, and then we need to get it going, get something in a row. We can't make the playoffs win, loss. We have to get something going in a row. We all know that, and that's what we focus on, trying to build from last week to this week, and, you know, get a win again.
When you guys win a game like that, but the offense doesn't perform like you want to, is it kind of a half-empty feeling? Or
it is, but that's why it's a team game. That's why you have offense and defense, because there's going to be some games where we have to win a game, and the defense might not play as well, and vice versa as it was the other day. So, you know, that's why we're a team, and that's why you have all guys out there together, because, you know, one team might come up short, and you need the other ones to step up, and they did that for us yesterday.
Mike, you compared Stephon to Antonio Diggs. Why did you make that comparison? Is it his skill set? Is it the fact that he's a late-round pick that is making
I think the skill set, me personally. I just, when you look at a guy, like I said, you can tell from day one who can play football. Now, they have some exceptions where guys get better, you know, drastically over time. But for the most part, you can see a guy from day one, can he play or can he not play? And I always felt like he could from, you know, day one. When I first ever seen him, once I got to training camp, because OTAs, I don't think he was here. So, from training camp day one, I seen, you know, just the skill set, the way he runs his routes, the energy that he has, and the hands, you know, it just reminded me of him.
Mike, things happen on teams where rookies or maybe second-year players have to get thrust into a role. Why have these guys been able to thrive as opposed to just maybe filling a spot?
I think the focus, the level of focus in the way coaches them coach the team. You know, all we do is coach fundamentals and, you know, the way we have the most meetings ever. Like, we always in meetings. We always on the field. So if you ain't know as many meetings, man, you got to know what's going on. And that's the thing about our coaches. They do a really good job of preparing us for the defense. Like, Coach Zim just always has, like, a trivia question, you know, for an offensive player so the whole team can know the rules. Just different things. I think it has a lot to do with coaching as well, you know, the way they're setting us up and putting us in position. I think they're doing a really good job.
Adrian said yesterday that you have to pick your poison, you know. Sometimes the defense will either shut down the run or go for the passing game. Is it a silver lining that you got to use more, like Stephon, and get to open things up yesterday, even though you didn't do what you exactly wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as pretty as we wanted it to be, but a win is a win. You know, it's hard to get wins in this league, and Stephon did a great job yesterday. He stepped up like we all knew he would. That's not, like, you know, certain people get excited because you don't see a person on a daily basis. But when you see somebody every single day put in the amount of work that he does and just wants to get better, it's going to happen for you, you know. And he does a really good job of that. And he does a really good job of taking coaching and wanting to get better. And if he messes something up, he's going to lean on anybody. Whoever an older guy is, he's going to ask him, like, what should I do here? What should I do there? And, you know, you continue to do those things. It's always working out there.
Mike, you had a lot of targets yesterday. Do you feel like you're close to breaking out and having
that overall? But, you know, sometimes targets don't really be targets. You know, it looked like that, but it'd be throwaways. You're just in that area, so you can get the target for it. I didn't have that many targets yesterday. It just seemed like it. But, you know, as long as we get the win, I don't care. It is what it is. You know, we'll have games where I do well, and we'll have games where I don't do so well. You know, we have a lot of weapons on our team. I think, honestly, we have one of the deepest offenses in the league. You know, when you come from the receivers, we have six guys who I truly believe can make any team in the league. And you go to running back, we have guys like Jet who's not even really playing as much. You have Usu Gil goes out there, and anytime he gets the ball, it's going to be productive. You know, you got guys like Chase who I see every day catch one-hand passes across the middle, over the top, who can't even dress out, you know. So it's just our team is so deep, you just have to pick your poison who you want to stop. And that day, one person might do well, one person might not do so well. So we have a lot of people, and, you know, it's a gift and a curse. I think there's a gift from the standpoint of all the people we have, and the curse is, you know, you have so many guys on offense, everybody's not going to be happy all the time. I mean, you just have to understand that that's football, and that's the way they're going to go. And I think we should have guys who are not happy. But, you know, the ultimate goal is to win, and as long as you're happy about that, that's all that matters. But, you know, we all have goals that you want to do for yourself and set for yourself, but sometimes situations might not allow it, and this is one of them where you might not have a good game this game, but you will have one another game. You know, you got to wait your turn sometimes. And, you know, that's what happens when you're on a deep team.
And that's what I imagine, being a veteran, it's a lot easier to understand that.
Yeah, now, you know, now, you know, you see how, you know where I'm at. You know how I get here. So, you know, it's a little easier to understand now. But, you know, the older you get, you know, you understand certain things and, you know, the outlook and the whole big picture of things. So, you know, just coming here has helped me with that, and I think, you know, you just continue to be calm and things will happen for me. You can't rush things. It'll happen.
What does Diggs do that creates separation for him? He just seems to...
He has really good routes. You know, he has great feet. I think his feet is the main thing, man. You know, good stride length. You know, he looks like he's running down the field, like he's going full speed or he's going far, but then he gets to 15, 16 yards and just breaks down and drops down and cuts the other way. He just has the instincts, man. He, you know, he's a baller, and that's just the way I always look at him. He's a baller, man. He can play football, and if you, like I said, you either have it or you don't. He has.